Today marks 52 years since the collapse of the West Gate Bridge, Australia's worst industrial accident. During the week, 3CR brought you archival coverage of commemorations over the years. We'll hear now a snippet from Westgate Remembers, produced by Scott Ferris and his friends Peter Bell, Dora Baranini and Ken Mansell. They did a work that around the 20th and the 25th year memorials. So here we go, when it was very fresh in people's minds.
On the east side of the river, the height difference had been eliminated by selective jacking and bolting, but now time was short and the engineers had a new plan. Eddie Halsall and boilermaker Anton Herbert.
And then this young engineer on this side, he said it took too long. He said, what we'll do on the Spotswood side, we'll roll these concrete blocks down on little tracks. It'll push the north span down and it'll be level with the south span. Yeah, well, John Hollands were in charge and they said, we've got to keep, you know, we've got the job now because the approaches are getting close. And they said, right, speed it up a bit, you know.
And when I started, they had sort of lifted large concrete blocks on one span. And the reason for that was that one span was probably about 1 foot six or 2 foot higher than the other span. And in order to meet them up, they put great big concrete blocks on the one span so they could meet up and they could bolt them together. And as that sort of happened, the top of the boxes developed a buckle. And sort of we could see this buckle developing and it sort of started to get bigger. And we were wondering about that buckle. But, I mean, everybody realized that there was something wrong because the spans were quite different in chamber. And we understood that it wasn't right. But we had to trust the engineer, obviously, and they decided that they were going to do it that way and proceed with it.
At the foot of one of the pylons that is closest to the High Street Douglas Parade Road is a monument remembering and acknowledging the terrible sacrifice of life in the name of progress and engineering excellence. Bridge worker Tom Watson explains the creation of the monument.
Well, that came from after the bridge reopened in 1972. That came from the trade union movement, all the workers. All the workers put in, I think, about $100 to build the monument. There was no employer or lower classing authority or no company contributed to that. That was all done by workers in the trade union movement. And really, that's a monument from workers to fellow workers who died.
Did Holland Constructions or Freeman Fox and Partners and World Services, did they ever offer an apology at all to the workers' families, or were they sympathetic to the workers?
I think they were too much worried about insurance claims and the Royal Commission, and I think they were more worried about reputation, insurance companies and that, to really worry about workers that have been killed.
The wording on the monument reads, construction workers employed on the Westgate Bridge erected and dedicated this memorial to their 35 workers who were killed at 11:50 a.m. 15th of October 1970. Our comrades who lost their lives were Royvin Barbuto, boilermaker, Ross Bigmore, carpenter, Emidio Boscolo, carpenter, Bernard Butters, boilermaker, Cyril Carmichael, ironworker, Peter Crossley, engineer, Peter Dawson, rigger, Abraham Eden, rigger, Anthony Falzon, carpenter, Esquiel Fernandez, ironworker, Bernard Fitzsimmons, ironworker, Victor Gerarda, ironworker, John Grist, boilermaker, William Harburn, boilermaker, Jack Hineshaw, engineer, Trevor Hunsdale, fitter, John Little, rigger, Charles Lund, rigger, Peter Maguire, rigger, Ian Miller, engineer, Jeremiah Murray, rigger, Dennis O'Brien, rigger. Joseph Ozales, first aid. Frank Pia Marini, rigger. George Pram, rigger. Leslie Scarlett, rigger. George Solides, boilermaker. Edgar Upsty, ironmaker. Robert West, boilermaker. Robert Whelan, boilermaker. Patrick Woods, rigger. Barry Wright, boilermaker. The memorial punctuates itself with the words, "In memory of workers of all lands who were killed in industrial accidents."